Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
You think at night it's safe to sleep, but then down the hall you hear a creak. You toss and turn and feel unwell and fall into a ghostly spell. The fear does rise, and you do know the poltergeist is down below. The bump at night makes you want to flee. But a better idea, call the Ghostbusters of DC. They'll take their time and clear your house. Your only worry will be a mouse. Call us now while you have the time. 867-5309.
All I'm saying is that if you want a second date, then you're gonna have to stand out. Impress a little bit. Just let me take you shopping. Seriously, you won't regret it.
What's wrong with my clothes? My mother bought me these clothes. They are perfectly acceptable.
No, they aren't.
You do know how much I hate agreeing with Ed. Right, Mason?
Oh, don't start. Frankie, back me up here. you too?
I mean, the shirt you wore yesterday had saw stains on it, was missing a button, and the collar doesn't even sit right.
Now, that doesn't count. It's a lab shirt. You never wear your nice clothes in the lab.
You wore it out to dinner.
Well, you didn't leave me time to change. Why don't you ever give John a hard time about the ladies? He's single too, you know.
He needs different lessons, and his wardrobe is... fine. Seriously, John, lady lessons. The offer is still on the table.
Look, I'm not even saying I'm remotely interested, but what exactly do lady lessons entail? Shut up, Frankie.
A mock date for starters. I'll play the lady.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, or if you aren't comfortable with that, we'll dress the fifth up. He loves acting.
Bark, bark.
Oh my God, can we record John's date with the fifth?
Yeah, and when we do, we will definitely have to be sure to send it to America's Funniest Videos.
Ignore them, John. Some people just like to watch the world burn or whatever.
John, you all right?
Oh yeah, I'm just reliving all the decisions in my life that got me here. Mason, have you perfected time travel yet?
Oh, of course I did. That's why I'm a Ghostbuster. In my past life, I was a traffic engineer. How come every time we get into the car, Ed starts harping about our love lives?
He never harps about mine. He just takes all the credit for it.
Easy, easy. No one listens to me unless we are sitting in a confined space where they can't just walk away, you know, for some reason.
Bark.
Well, shit.
And on that note, we are here. Everyone remember the plan? Frankie, why don't you and Ed go check with the family and make sure they're ready to go? We've got just over 2 hours to get everything ready.
Roger. Come on, boy. Francis.
Why do I always get Ed's duty?
Oh, what? Sorry. Can't hear you over the sound of your perfect relationship.
Well, that's rude, isn't it, boy? We don't need to be babysat, do we?
Bark, bark, bark.
I'm sorry, Ed. You are right. The fifth doesn't need any supervision at all. He's a good boy, right? Who's a good boy? Who looks so handsome in his green onesie?
Bark!
Who's the best, most smartest dog ever? That's right. It's you.
Traitor.
John, we get to go hide a few traps by the front door. Did you bring the sledgehammer?
For the 15th time, Mason, yes, I brought it. Wait, ooh, wait. What do I get to smash?
The front step. Oh. We're going to remove a section and place the traps in there. I've constructed a wooden step that should hold them, certainly convincing enough to trick a low-level ghost.
Wow, I really like that you painted it gray, too. Now, are you sure you got the shading right?
Admittedly, I only had a few snapshots to go from, and nothing around the time the specter is supposed to appear, but I did my best. I missed the sarcasm again, didn't I?
Don't worry, little buddy. We'll get you there eventually.
No, it's all right. I assure you his paws are clean.
Who gets to wear little booties again? Who loves his little booties?
Seriously, where does everyone get these things? Did all of DC have an undignified dog booty sale or something? As I was saying, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we are just finalizing the last of our setup since we are getting closer to Haunt O'Clock. Haunt O'Clock. We're going to have to ask you to vacate the premises. Just simply too dangerous for you to remain, you know? Oh, and here are your complimentary mugs, and I threw in a free movie rental at Cube Breaker Moving Pictures, the Henley Park Hotel. It's where we are, and you are certainly welcome.
I assure you, we are professionals. We will do everything we can to remove the pesky poltergeist from the premises. However, you should probably take any items that you deem irreplaceable, just in case.
You really think that's necessary?
No. We hardly ever cause any excessive damage whatsoever. Trust us, we're professionals. Francis is just being a worrywart.
Like I said, irreplaceable. In the unlikely event that damage occurs, it will be, of course, covered in full by the city. All right, Ed. We've just got to go set up outside.
I have eyes on the back of the building. Nothing supernatural in sight. Switching to PKE.
Can't you just say, I'm in the back?
Can't you just explain you and your dog's name the first time instead of making everyone ask?
You know, it really makes sense if you think about it.
Nothing out of the ordinary back here. I'm going to approach the back window and see if it is starting yet. I can't really see anything, actually. It's too dark in there. How's the front look?
Why can't I use the Ed box again?
I've told you, Ed, we aren't calling him that. Nothing suspicious out front, except for an idiot with a sword walking his dog. Not suspicious at all.
Walking his... Ed, why aren't you at your post? What happened to the plan?
I got bored. Plus, the Fifth told me I needed to be near the front door. He's like the smartest dog I know. Besides, Ed, wait in the car is not a plan.
Looks clear from my side. If the homeowner's reports are accurate, we have precisely 2 minutes and 18 seconds before it shows up. Remember, Ed, you are not to engage. We set up traps to catch it as it comes out. Please tell me you remember the plan.
Bricker, come on. I totally remember the plan. I just thought...
I see movement. The PKE is starting to build. It's starting. Look alive, people. Right now the readings are just below a class 2 and... Alright, still climbing. Mason, can you see this?
Certainly. At this rate of increase, with the remaining time left, I estimate that the ghost will be a mid-level class 4. At that level, I would expect it to go about its routine as normal. According to the homeowners, the ghost manifests in the back office, packs a briefcase, and heads to the door. There, it pauses to put on a coat and hat before heading out through the front door on its way to work. Frankie, that's when
That's when I flip the switch and this sucker gets a one-way trip to Trapsville. We know, Mason. There's no need to beat a dead horse.
Sorry, I just want
to
be prepared.
Something doesn't feel right. The Fifth is pacing, and he's definitely upset.
I don't like the sound of that. Seriously, Mason, the Fifth is on full tornado siren mode. Oh, that can't be good.
Only 10 seconds left until sunup. John, what's going on in there? Whoa, that PKE just spiked. It's reading over a class 5 now. John!
All right, I'm looking in the window now. Can't really see anything. It's still way too dark. Switching my lights on and... Shit! The room. It looks weird in there. All dark and shiny. Fuck. It's covered in black slime. It's like the stuff is feeding the ghost. How did black slime get in there? Weren't we just in there like less than half an hour ago? What the hell is going on?
I'm on my way, John. Ed and Frankie, guard the front. Do what you can to capture it if it gets past us.
Roger, the A team has your back.
You mean the Ed team?
Nope.
Ah. Fuck. Everywhere.
not good at all.
Stuff stinks. Ugh.
Suck on my wand, ghost.
Is that your new catchphrase? That's disgusting.
He's been writing a list of them. I wonder if this was the best or just the next in line. Well, that sure weakened it. Ed, don't you think you should, you know, like, power up or something? Looks like it's moving towards the front door. Mason, John, are you there?
Still up, trust boy. Just like always, they do without Team Ed.
God damn it, Ed. You know we can hear you, right?
We're fine, Frankie. We just need a minute to get out from under all this furniture. Do what you can until we extract ourselves. John, don't push that! Yeah.
Sword feel inside you.
Speaking of bad one-liners.
Show me Ed the Fourth. Show me your fear.
Guys, did it come this way? Why, Ed? Why would you do this to me? I thought we were friends. You were going to help me pick out a date suit.
No. Frank, get an ambulance.
Ed, get out of the way. Ed.
Look what you've done.
No, what have I done?
You've murdered your friend.
Mason, no, I murdered Mason.
Ed, for fuck's sake, move.
I'm so sorry, Mason. I didn't mean to. The ghost, you just, ah!
Damn it, Ed, clear a line of fire. Mason, John, any time now. He's almost weak enough to...
Pitiful.
Don't you dare hurt our dog.
I am really starting to hate this black slime.
Look alive, people. It won't have gone far.
No, indeed I have not.
What?
Strike me now, pathetic mortals. Kill your weak, pathetic comrade.
John!
Yes! I love this part.
It will take more than that.
Oh, shit!
The Fifth! Keep it up, boy!
Warren.
Get out of here!
Almost. There.
Bark. 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 Bark.
Thanks for the catch, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Let's capture this thing and you can buy dinner tonight.
Hope you enjoy your stay in our custom-built storage facility.
May not be cool, but that line is classic Mason.
So, Mexican tonight?
Tacos.
Fine, but I want Taco Bell.
What? Taco Bell? Fine, we'll stop at Taco Bell. No beans for you, boy, though. Seriously, though, let me set you up on a date.
Oh, shut up, Ed.
Look, what if I swear to you that probably never slept with her?
What does that even mean?
That means he can't remember?
Francis, and Ed always remembers.
Oh, that like you remember to take the trash out? Or you even remember our names?
Jacob! I never forget a name. See what I did there? Just kidding.
Ah! Look out! Everybody run! What is it, you ask? Don't be afraid, ladies. It's King Dong. This guy is no ape. He is your favorite kind of marital aid. Come on down to the Dick Depot and let the King Dong knock down your city line. The Dick Depot, the Dick Depot. Fun for everyone. Consenting age, of course.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin, John was played by Brad, Mason was played by Ben, Frankie was played by me, Dawn. The Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions, Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions, Incorporated, or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.